Hey everyone, welcome back. Today we're doing a deep dive into something, well, it's pretty relevant these days, you know, the religious discrimination in the workplace. We're going to be focusing on Austria today.
Okay.
And we're going to be looking at an article by a legal expert, a jurist, Clemens Lintschinger.
Yes.
And he's analyzing a recent ruling, and he kind of argues that even subtle differences, like really subtle differences, in how workplaces treat employees can actually be discriminatory.
Yeah.
And he uses a real case, a real life example to illustrate this point.
Yeah, and it's interesting because it hinges on something that seems so insignificant at first.
Right.
You know, like a few hours here, a few hours there, but it can really add up.
Okay, so tell me more. Like, what's the case about?
So Lintschinger talks about this civil servant, we'll call him Peter. And Peter noticed a discrepancy in the number of hours worked by his colleagues who happened to be Protestant.
Okay.
Now, in Austria, Reformation Day, which is celebrated on October 31st, it's not a public holiday.
Right. I see. So it's not like a national holiday where everyone gets the day off.
Exactly. Exactly. But some employers, like the one Peter works for, they give their Protestant employees this day off as a kind of, you know, religious observance.
I see. So it's like a company holiday, but only for certain employees.
Yeah, and at first glance, you know, you might think, okay, well, it's just one day. What's the big deal?
Right.
But as Lintschinger points out, these hours, they accumulate over time.
Oh, okay.
And what happens is Protestant employees end up working fewer hours for the same pay as their non-Protestant colleagues, like Peter.
So it's like this hidden kind of silent discrimination. Like everything seems fine on the surface.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. It's like this underlying imbalance that's not immediately obvious.
And this is where, like, legal stuff gets involved?
Yes, exactly. And this is where this 2019 ruling by the EU Court of Justice comes in. It's called the Good Friday ruling. And essentially what it found was that if you grant paid time off to some employees for religious holidays, but not to others, that's direct discrimination.
Oh, wow. I see. Okay. So even though Reformation Day isn't a nationally recognized holiday in Austria, the principle still applies.
Mm-hmm.
It creates this situation where some employees are getting a benefit, those extra hours off, based solely on religion.
Precisely.
Which puts anyone who doesn't share that religion at a disadvantage.
Exactly. And to ensure fairness, you know, Lintschinger argues that this Good Friday ruling sets a precedent.
Okay.
It means employers need to find ways to level the playing field.
Right.
To make sure everyone feels treated equally, you know, regardless of their beliefs, their religious beliefs, or even if they don't have any religious.
Okay, so we have Peter, who's in this situation where he feels like he's being treated unfairly.
Yeah.
And now we have this EU ruling that seems to support his feeling.
Right.
So what did he do? Did Peter just accept this or did he take action?
He decided he wasn't going to just let it go. He decided to file a complaint.
Oh.
With the Lower Austria Equal Treatment Commission.
And what is that? What do they do?
So they're an independent body, and they investigate discrimination complaints.
Okay.
And this is where Lintschinger's analysis gets really interesting, because the commission's response, it wasn't passive at all.
Or,
they didn't just, you know, brush it aside. They really dug into it.
Okay, so what did the commission have to say about all of this? Did they agree with Peter? So Peter takes his case to the Equal Treatment Commission.
Yeah.
What was their verdict? Did they agree that this difference in working hours was discriminatory?
Yeah, they did, actually. They really did.
Wow, okay.
They sided with Peter. The commission found that even though Reformation Day wasn't an official public holiday, giving Protestant employees paid time off while others had to work amounted to indirect discrimination.
Okay.
They said this practice, it created a disparity in working hours and obviously then a sense of unequal treatment.
Okay, so that's a pretty clear ruling. It seems, I don't know, kind of like a no-brainer that everyone should be treated the same at work, regardless of, you know, their religion.
Right.
So what did the commission recommend? Did they just say, like, hey, you have to stop doing this? You can't give Protestant employees Reformation Day off anymore?
Well, no, they didn't actually go for that kind of cut-and-dry solution.
Oh, interesting.
Instead of, like, you know, just forbidding the practice, they suggested some other ways to handle it. Like, one idea was to make Reformation Day a shorter workday for everybody.
Okay.
So everyone's working the same hours.
Okay.
Another suggestion was to make sure that everyone has the same number of working hours over the year, regardless of, you know, religious observance.
Okay, so like instead of getting Reformation Day off, someone could accrue time off to use for another day that is meaningful to them.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, you know those floating holidays some companies offer?
Right, right.
Where you can just choose a day that's meaningful for you?
That makes a lot of sense. It's a much more, I don't know, it's just a much more nuanced approach than I was expecting. You know, it sounds like they were really trying to find a solution that respected everyone's rights and beliefs.
Yeah. And this idea of finding these practical, inclusive solutions, that's something that Linshinger is really pushing for. He's saying that addressing religious discrimination isn't about getting rid of religious holidays or anything like that.
Right.
It's about finding ways to accommodate religious diversity, but at the same time, making sure that everybody feels, you know, valued, respected in the workplace.
Right. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. But let's be honest, sometimes employers can be a bit, you know, resistant to change.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to things they've been doing for a long time.
Right.
So what was Peter's employer's response to this? Did they get on board? Were they happy to try and find a solution?
Well, this is where it gets interesting. Linshinger actually uses the words peculiar and unbelievably sophisticated to describe how they responded.
Okay, those words don't exactly scream open to change, do they?
No, not really.
Okay, so what kind of arguments did they come up with to try and justify what they were doing?
Well, their first line of defense was basically that the ruling, according to them, only applied to private employers.
Oh.
Not to public institutions, you know, like the one Peter worked for.
So they were trying to say that because they were a public employer, they didn't have to follow this ruling from the Equal Treatment Commission.
Yeah, exactly.
Interesting. But wait. This whole case stemmed from an EU court ruling, right?
Right.
That kind of trumps any internal distinctions between public and private employers, doesn't it?
It does. And Linshinger actually points that out.
Okay.
He said they're completely overlooking Article 21 of the EU Charter of Fundamental Rights.
And remind me what that says again?
Well, it's the article that was cited in the Good Friday ruling, and it basically says that you can't discriminate based on religion in any area, including jobs.
So no public versus private loophole.
Exactly. Everyone's bound by it.
Okay. So that argument didn't fly. But they didn't stop there, did they?
No. They had another card up their sleeve. This is where the unbelievably sophisticated arguments come in.
Okay, let's hear it. What was their next move?
So their next strategy was to point out that Reformation Day, it's not actually, like, officially a holiday in Austrian law.
Right.
It's not formally recognized as a holiday. So they claimed that because of that, you know, they were totally fine to give Protestant employees the day off.
Hmm. It seems like they're really focusing on the letter of the law, but not the spirit of it.
Exactly.
It's like they're missing this whole point about making things fair for everyone, you know, creating a level playing field, no matter your religious background. Did Linshinger buy that argument?
No, he didn't. Not at all. Linshinger argued that this laser focus on the literal wording of the law misses the whole point. He said what it's really about is ensuring equal treatment and opportunities for everyone in the workplace.
Which brings us to, like, what seems to be a critical point here.
Mm.
This employer is really trying to find loopholes to justify something that clearly disadvantages some of their employees.
Yeah.
And this tendency to kind of overlook these more subtle forms of discrimination is what Linshinger calls silent discrimination.
Yes.
Right? It's not always this big, obvious, intentional thing, but it's there and it needs to be addressed.
Exactly. And what's even more concerning is that this disregard for this idea of equality, you know, trying to get around the law, it has bigger implications, as Linshinger points out.
Oh, okay. So it's even bigger than just this one case.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what kind of broader implications are we talking about here?
Yeah.
Why should we care? So we've uncovered this, like you said, silent discrimination, as Linshinger calls it. And now you're saying there's even, like, bigger implications. This is about more than just this one employer in Austria.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Linshinger's point is that if we just accept these, you know what I mean? Like, these small instances of inequality, it's almost like we're saying it's okay. We're normalizing it. And that can create a culture where discrimination just becomes, well, normal, even if it doesn't seem like a big deal at first, you know?
Yeah.
He calls it a slippery slope. Like, if we start making exceptions to these fundamental rights just because of some technicality, where does it end? Right, what's next?
That's a bit scary when you put it like that. You're saying this case could set a precedent, not just for religious discrimination, but for, like, other types of discrimination.
Exactly. That's Linshinger's worry. He's saying if we let Article 21 slide in this case because, you know, Reformation Day isn't technically a holiday, Well, what about discrimination based on other things?
Okay.
Gender, ethnicity, sexual orientation, anything, really. The point is, we have to uphold equality across the board.
Like, you gotta fix the small problems before they become big problems.
Yeah, exactly. And Lynchinger doesn't just criticize, you know, he offers some solutions. Like, he really challenges the Austrian authorities, mm-hmm. says they need to take a hard look at themselves. He criticizes them for not really, like, taking this EU Court of Justice ruling seriously. He's basically saying, are you really serious about equality in the workplace or not?
So he's calling them out, saying they need to step up and be more accountable.
Yes, exactly. And it's not just the authorities either. He also talks about employers, specifically religious institutions.
Oh, interesting. Because they might see these anti-discrimination laws as being in conflict with their beliefs or practices.
Right, exactly. But Lynchinger says it's not about that. It's about finding a way to balance things. He's encouraging them to be proactive, to review their policies, their practices, make sure they're not disadvantaging anyone, even accidentally.
So, like, are there specific things they should be looking at?
Yeah. He mentions things like holiday schedules, dress codes, even just, like, how they handle religious practices during the workday.
Okay, so it's really about being more sensitive, more flexible, and it's not just on the employers either.
No, it's on everyone, really. Even, and this is interesting, he criticizes worker unions' employee representatives.
Really? Why? What's their role in all of this?
Well, he says they've been too quiet about all of this. Like, they should be the ones speaking up for employees, making sure everyone's treated fairly.
Right? So it's like he's calling for everyone to be more aware, to notice these things, these subtle forms of discrimination, and then actually do something about it.
Exactly. Don't just let it slide. He says even small differences in benefits can be a form of discrimination, even if it's not, you know, written in the law somewhere. And we all have a responsibility to challenge that, to make the workplace fair for everyone.
This has been, I don't know about you, but I found this deep dive to be really eye-opening. We've talked about religious discrimination, how important it is to stand up for what's right, and how we all have a role to play in making the world a fairer place. Lynchinger definitely gave us a lot to think about, especially this last question. How do we balance respecting religious freedom with making sure everyone feels valued and respected at work, no matter what they believe?
That's a tough one.
It's a tough one. And it's something we all need to keep thinking about, keep working on. So thanks to everyone for joining us for this deep dive. Until next time.